Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Where do you go from there? In John chapter 20, excuse me, in John chapter 20, verse 8, which Father David just read, says, the other disciple, that would be John himself, not Peter, then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. What John saw was an empty tomb. He saw all the grave cloths there, and the cloths that had been wrapped around Jesus' head, which was neatly rolled up and put off to the side. So it was obvious somebody had been there, but now it was empty. There are lots of resurrection appearances mentioned in the four Gospels, okay? Luke tells us about the road to Emmaus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and then tells about when they got back to Jerusalem and all the good news that was spread around. Matthew gives us the appearance in Galilee and the Great Commission. Jesus says that go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. And John has the upper room experience with Thomas, doubting Thomas. But he also has the event by the sea where Jesus is on the shore, and they're out in the boat, and they've been fishing, and he tells them what to do, and of course they get 153 fish. Now, I don't know who counted, but there you go. Somebody counted. Anyway. What was that?
Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the boy seeing Jesus.
Anyway. But the empty tomb is the only resurrection story that appears in all four Gospels. Why is that? Well, the empty tomb is the sign of the death of death. When Jesus rose from the grave, he conquered death for all time, for those who are in Christ Jesus. Luke chapter 24, verse 5, in his gospel appearance, says that the angels asked the women, why do you seek the living among the dead? Great question. Now, this is not the best grammar in the world that I'm about to say, but I think it's catchy enough, you'll probably hang on to it, okay? So forgive the grammar, but, you know. Death died when Jesus did rise. Okay, James, come on. The educator is having a fit over here. Okay. Death died when Jesus did rise. Yes? Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Well, the body of Jesus is not found in the place of death. It will never be found in the place of death. Where the body of Jesus is, there is life. Resurrected life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. There you go. And this is really important for us, because we are the body of Christ. And where the body of Christ is, there is no death. You and I were baptized into his body. We were baptized into his resurrection. We have his life, his resurrected life in us, as his body. That life is found in the body of Christ, not in the tomb. Mark chapter 16, verse 6. The angel says to the women, he has risen. He is not here. He's not in the tomb, the place of death. He's in the place of life. He is the life. And you will not find Jesus in any place of death. When we were doing the vigil at the altar of repose on Friday morning, I had been sitting there for about a half an hour and my back was all tight and really uncomfortable. So I got up and I started walking the dance floor here, and I got to this seat over here and I sat down again and I looked at the hands. Okay. Let me tell you a quick story. When we first started Church of the Resurrection, we started from scratch. We didn't have anything. And so I asked Amanda Newcomb if she could come up with a logo for us and create a letterhead. Because that was back in the days when people actually typed letters and put them in envelopes and mailed them, you know. Had an actual typewriter. I actually had a typewriter. Still have the typewriter, as a matter of fact. But Amanda came up with a beautiful logo for us. And that is more or less this. Okay. And I was talking to her yesterday. We were reminiscing about all this. The perspective is important. Okay. You're in the empty tomb. Okay. And you're looking out the doorway of the empty tomb. And there's Jesus with his pierced hands, ready to greet you and to bring you right in. And behind him is the cross. Now, when we moved over onto Patton Avenue, we took a building that had been the All-American Homes offices. We had to tear down all those walls and the three-quarter tall walls and the little cubicles that everybody was in. But when we tore down one, it was up against some paneling. And so when we tore the wall down, there was a big hole in the paneling. And that was exactly where we wanted to put the altar. So it looked really ugly. It had a real bad case of the uglies. So I asked Amanda, can you make a big hands that will cover that hole? So Father Chris and Amanda went together and they got 2 4x8 by 4, 4x8 pieces of plywood, and Father Chris cut it, and Amanda painted it. But we were trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do with the tabernacle? Because, see, the original logo, there was the bricks and the stone and the hands and then the cross right where the tabernacle is. But there's a cross on front of the tabernacle. So it maintains the logo, but it goes even one step further, because that's the body of Christ. The sacramental body of Christ is in that tabernacle, or will be in about 30 minutes. Okay. God willing. That's right. That's where the life is. We may have the perspective of looking from a place of death, but we see the Lord of life, the resurrected one, the one who is the life and the truth. And he gives us his life in his body and in his blood. There are lots of resurrection stories. We only have a handful in the Gospels, okay? Maria read just a few minutes ago from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul says, he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, and most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. Wow, that's a list. And every one of those people has a resurrection story. And we have a resurrection story. And we don't have to look in an empty tomb because we have life dwelling in us in Jesus Christ. But it is in the empty tomb that we know, together with John, that he is risen, and we believe. Because we see the tomb is empty, we know he is risen, he is not here. Death died when Jesus did rise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And he is in the place of life in his body. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen.